Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Anna Maart van Wyk, professor at the Department of Political and International Relations at the University of Johannesburg. A very good morning this Monday morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm still in Australia, so it's afternoon for me.
Oh, okay.
So at least we're not the listeners.
At least we're not waking you up too early. That's great.
So, no, luckily not.
So this is obviously very, very significant. It was a very significant event that took place over the weekend. What do we know about these nuclear facilities?
Okay, so the most important one that the United States bombed over the past 2 days is what is called the Fordow site in Iran. Now, Israel did bomb Fordow about 2 weeks ago, but the difficulty with this site is it is about 800 meters underground, under a mountain. So you cannot reach this site with just normal conventional bombs. So they needed a very specialized 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs that only the United States have. So this escalated, of course, this escalated the whole situation. Fordow is Iran's most important nuclear or uranium enrichment plant. And it was specifically built and or buried deep under this mountain to guard it from attacks. So the United States then used about six of their B-2 stealth bombers to drop 12 of those bunker buster bombs on the site. But those bombs often only go about 100 meters, 80 to 100 meters that it can penetrate.
Right.
So the reason why I think they used 12 of them is to, when the first one goes, the next one goes deeper, the next one goes deeper.
Wow.
Yeah. So at this point, it's still very unclear. One can see, if one looks at satellite photos of the site, one can see, you know, how the coloring have changed. So there's a lot of ash that came out of there.
Right.
But we are not yet sure if it was successful in actually completing the thousands of what they call centrifuges with which they enrich uranium in that system. It is one of the analysts that I've read about this morning says that they were probably looking at taking out the ventilation system along with the centrifuges in the main hall of this site. This was the most important one that they bombed. They also bombed two other ones, Natanz but this was the most important one. And Isfahan was the third one, yes.
Right. So the extent of the damage isn't fully known, but there's no question that this would set this whole program back significantly. No, you know, either it's destroyed it or it's set it back. Those are really the only options.
Yeah. So Trump, of course, is very much confident that they have destroyed or set back the Iranian program decades, if not forever.
Right.
The problem is that we cannot at this stage, it's too early to tell what the exact damage is at Fordow. And also, what is concerning is there has been trucks that have been seen at Natanz and also at Isfahan, you know, taking containers or moving containers.
Yes, I was going
to
ask you about that, the moving of the uranium.
Yeah.
How problematic?
Yeah.
What do we know about that?
That is problematic because Fordow was such a secret site. So this is a site where Iran probably enriched, the weapons-grade uranium that they wanted to achieve. This was probably done at Fordow. We know that they have enriched until 60%, and they've got enough 60% enriched uranium to build at least 10 bombs, but they still need to get that to 90%, of course, and this was what probably was happening at Fordow.
Right.
Now, I'm expecting that they did move the 60% enriched uranium, or if they have even higher percentage, you need 90% for a bomb.
Right.
If they move that to another site that is perhaps unclear at this stage, or a very secretive site that have not been located. So there's that chance. They have about 400 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium. It would take them 2 weeks to convert 60% to 90%. So it is unclear at this stage, have they been able to move them? And then secondly, where have they moved them? And if they do have another secret site that neither Israel or the United States know about, Then we are in for some sparks, I think, in the Middle
and,
East.
And how, how difficult is it to, once you've got 90%, to weaponize that?
Well, that really depends on the allies that Iran has, I would say. You know, usually if you have the 90% enriched, it's not that easy to, you know, to always, I mean, you can, theoretically, you can find these days on the internet, you can find samples of how to make or the plans, the blueprints of how to assemble a bomb like what was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for example. So there are blueprints available on the internet. So once you have it, you know, they can't possibly do it quickly. What worries me is that Iran is very advanced in Iran and in missile technology. So if they, so if they've had an ally, for example, North Korea, God forbid, or any other state that that's an ally, that could technically then, you know, tell them or show them how to put a war rate, a nuclear war rate on a missile, I think they can fairly quickly do that if they have a facility where they can enrich that, that uranium to weapons grade fairly quickly. So if they can find a way to quickly marry, you know, the uranium with a war rate that can fit on a missile, then definitely. And I think this whole escalation from the side of the United States is definitely now pushing Iran to acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Right.
If it didn't before, if it didn't before, it was still contemplating maybe not. In my opinion, I think this is really going to push them over that threshold.
Although from what I'm reading, the killing of Nasrallah is when Iran decided to push ahead very, very, you know, very aggressively towards creating this nuclear weapon. So it's I say that Benjamin Netanyahu made a comment in a press briefing as well when asked about the uranium that had been moved. He said, "We have very interesting intel on that," which obviously he wouldn't disclose. So, but in doing so, he did that is a confirmation that it's been moved. So which is obviously a very, very real concern for the whole region, because this is not something, this is not something to be played around with.
And 60% you enrich uranium, you know, you can carry that in relatively small containers that could fit easily into cars. So they could have even moved some of those containers, not with trucks or army trucks that would have that would have caught the attention of any intelligence satellites looking into the situation. So at the moment, there's a lot of uncertainty around where is the uranium and was it destroyed.
Wow, this is a movie, hey? This is an absolute. This is when you see these agents chasing these little canisters of uranium. It's actually unbelievable. You know, they used to say, "What's that famous thing? South Africa's a movie." I think the whole world has become a movie. That is for sure. Professor Anna Maart van Wyk, that's where we leave it. Thank you. Thank you for chatting to us from Australia this morning. She is a professor in the Department of Political and International Relations at the University of Johannesburg.